Welcome, everyone, to the Mongols Preview Show, brought to you by Roughneck Scarves. I'm Mike, with me is Justin, and Riverhounds defender Hugh Roberts. Hugh, how's it going, man?
How's everybody doing today? It's been going well.
We are good.
Hey, I guess, Hugh, it's nice to have you on the show. I'm excited to get to talk to you. I'm actually a Union fan for my MLS team, so kind of followed you a little bit at Steel last year, so that was exciting. But, yeah, this is your first year with the Riverhounds, so what's been your perception of Pittsburgh and the Riverhounds and just the city and the club so far?
Pittsburgh's been great. I've always heard great things about it, mostly because of the Steelers, the Pirates, the Penguins, and things like that. But now that I actually live here and I've gone out a little bit, seen the city, I've seen Southside, the North Shore area, I've been downtown a little bit. I haven't been out too much, but from what I've seen so far, it's been great. I love that it's a pretty well-known big city, and I've found out some great facts. Like, there's 400 or something bridges here, which is crazy. But other than that, I've been adapting to the weather. I haven't seen the sun too much besides today and a couple other days, but other than that, it's been great.
Yeah,
hey, we're getting there. I mean, Saturday's supposed to be a nice day, so it'll be good for a soccer game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Finally in the 70s.
So as you've kind of been out and about in the city, any favorite hangouts, food spots, anything stand out to you specifically?
I haven't been out too much. I've been to the Southside area. I've been to a couple restaurants out there. I'm also half Jamaican, so my dad actually came into town last week and we went to a couple Jamaican restaurants in the downtown area. So that was cool to see, and I walked around some. I've been to a couple of shopping centers. I forget the names, but I've been trying to explore a little more here and there. But as soon as the weather gets nice, I'm definitely going to explore some more.
It makes me think. So, you know, I wouldn't imagine Pittsburgh being a hotbed for authentic Jamaican food, but was there any that surprised you? Did anything get close?
Yeah, it actually did. There's actually a good amount of Jamaicans here, and there's actually some people that my dad knew. So he recommended this restaurant. We went there, and there's people straight from Jamaica, so it's good home cooking, and it kind of felt like my dad's cooking, my dad's family members cooking, so it was great. There's a couple of Jamaicans on the team as well, and they can cook, so it's got their approval, which is good.
That's awesome. Let's talk about a little bit about, you know, you're playing in the team, so you've played with a couple different USL teams. What's it like playing with Coach Lilly, and, you know, is his approach different from what you've experienced elsewhere?
Coach Lilly is a great coach. Before I even came here, I had a spell with him back in 2014. I tried out for the Rhinos. Things didn't go well, but we've always been cordial since. And throughout those years I've been in the league, he's always been pretty stout defensively. So now that I'm here and getting to experience that myself, he's definitely a defensive-minded coach, but he still, you know, wants to keep the ball, wants to be on the attacking end of things, wants us defenders to press and those kind of things. So I say from a defensive standpoint, it actually – brings my game and helps my game stand out a little more, because he's the kind of coach that, you know, really harps on us defensively, which is good. And you can see in his track record and always giving up the top five least amount of goals in the league each year. So I'm definitely excited to be here and to increase my resume and help this team go as far as they can and, you know, bring some success to the city.
You're a stats guy. I like that. Lots of defenders on this team. I mean, I think there's a lot of depth there, and all of you are competing for a starting spot. What's your relationship been like with some of the other defenders on the team? Do you guys have a good working relationship? And has that the competition been good?
Competition is always good. You always want to have competition because there's going to be a point in the year where people get comfortable. But when you have a lot of defenders like what we do here, you know, every day in training, you have to bring your A game, kind of, because it can be one day where you slip up and then Bob might, you know, okay, put someone else in the lineup and try different things. But we all pretty much have a great relationship. For me personally, I knew Joe Greenspan back in college, played against him when he was at Navy, he actually beat us at Mason at my house too. So I won't forget that. But so it was just funny to come here and play against him and build a little relationship here with him. Todd, knew him from Rochester last year. He had a great year. And then we signed here and we both actually had to go to physicals together, so we built a little relationship here and there, so that's also been great. He's a great guy. And Toby, actually knew Toby from when we were young, so to really be, and I played against him in college as well as a senior, he was a freshman at GW, so to be here with him and to see how he's progressed from his rookie year last year to being here with him this year, it's helped tremendously that all of us have a relationship. So when we go and we know it's competitive and practice and things, we know there's no hard feelings when so-and-so might get a starting lineup because they deserve it. And we know at the end of the day that we're all making ourselves better.
You mentioned the competition and you mentioned Toby specifically. That's sort of a perfect segue into your new podcast that just dropped today, the first episode, Backyard Footy. I listened to the start of it and it sounds amazing. First of all, you had both Toby and Kay on as your first guests. You guys talked a little bit about that whole competition and how difficult it is coming up and how you're always fighting for a spot. What gave you the idea to start a podcast in the first place?
For me personally, I'm kind of guy who growing up I've always watched ESPN and I see every single day, every hour, different guys, different analysts talk about all these sports, but they really never talk about soccer. So I was sitting there almost a year ago and I'm thinking to myself, why is there never really any soccer analysts? Sometimes there's a soccer highlight here and there, but no true analysts about soccer. So fortunately for me, I've been in this league for 5 years and I have a little bit of a platform for myself. So I wanted to give this platform for professional soccer athletes ourselves. I've also wanted to give fans a good idea and a good insight into what our daily lives are like, what our journey was like and our experiences, because from a fan's perspective, they really only see us on the weekend. They might follow us on social media, but you still really don't know who this athlete is themselves. So I wanted to give that good experience for fans and for other players as well to promote themselves and talk about their journeys and things.
Have you received any sort of feedback from other players across the league about you making a podcast or anything from the league itself?
Yeah, I definitely have. So I've been able to build a good amount of connections, as I was saying earlier, with a good amount of players. So there's been guys from, I'll give you a couple of teams from like Nashville, Louisville, Richmond, almost not every team in the East, but a good amount of teams in the East have been able to build a connection with some kind of player. So I'm excited to bring their experiences onto my show and talk about that with all of them and have multiple players sometimes as well on the show and just to continue to promote the game and continue to give a platform for all those professional players.
As I mentioned, you know, you had Kay and Toby on. We had both of them on our end of year blowout show at the end of last season. And I can only imagine how much fun you guys had, you know, both on the couch, on and off the air, and in the locker room. You know, any sort of teasers that you want to give people about sort of the things that you guys talk about to entice them to go over and listen? You know, beyond, we're going to plug the heck out of it, but anything you want to share with people about what you guys got into?
Yeah, a few teasers. Like I said, we've known each other since we were young boys, so there's a lot of conversations of us growing up together, sharing our experiences. It's kind of rare sometimes when you meet some, obviously everyone plays with certain players when you're growing up, but to become professionals on the same team is kind of a rare feature that happens. So for us to be here together, it's a very easygoing, normal conversation kind of flow vibe. And so that's awesome for us, all of us, to be here. So I was excited to have them on. It's my first episode ever. And so we just talk about our journeys and our experiences, our great friendships and parents and all these things. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to sharing these experiences with everyone.
I mean, you know, you talk about how it's sort of a chill vibe. You know, the fact that you also, I think it's really cool that you also released the YouTube video of at least the start of the conversation. And it's literally just you guys hanging out. Is that your place? You guys just hanging out on the couch and just talking?
That's my place here in Pittsburgh. Yeah, so that's why I could have included some more, but I wanted to include that little snippet there just to show how cordial we got, all of us are, the laughter and the friendship that we have and the bond and things like that. And so that kind of eased the way into the podcast as well, and they kind of just took over and, you know, expressed their own feelings and their journeys and things like that, which I was very happy about, because sometimes the first episode can be choppy and people can be nervous and things like that. But when you have friends who have a good bond and things like that, it was just easy flowing and it went pretty well from my standpoint. So I'm looking forward to hear feedback from everybody else.
Yeah, awesome. So any teasers for what you have planned moving forward? How often do you think you'll be posting some of these new episodes? Any, like, maybe even specific, like, future guests you're thinking about having on?
Yeah, so I'd say about a new video, a new episode should be uploaded almost every 2 to 3 weeks. I know some players from almost every single team when they come to visit us, so that's exciting for me. But almost weekly, I'm going to have updates and highlights and things for fans to get excited for and things, snippets here and there for fans to look forward to. just to get people going and get people excited about these things so they have something to look forward to. I can give you guys a few little ideas about who's coming on. One of the players is, his name is Alex Lee from the Richmond Kickers, and another player is Peebo Duwu from North Carolina FC. So I've known them as well for a couple of years, so I'm really looking forward to having them on my show as well. But like I said, I know a good amount of players from other teams, Louisville, et cetera. So, yeah, fans are going to hear a bunch of experiences from a bunch of players. And it's not only necessarily for the Pittsburgh Riverhound fans. It's for other fans and for other people all across the country and other players as well. It's just so they can – even for younger players who are up and coming in middle school, high school, who want to hear from professionals and want to hear, you know, how the journey happens and the experiences, because it's never easy. And so I feel like it should inspire a lot of people to continue their journey no matter how hard it is. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, man, that is all amazing stuff. I know there have been a few shows that we've done, really only one that we've gone really in-depth into sort of player backgrounds. We did a show with Rob Vincent, and I know that the reception from not just fans everywhere, but also, you know, you mentioned the kids sort of coming up and trying to understand what right. it takes. I think any time that, you know, a professional like yourself can sit down and sort of just convey that and show that, you know, you guys are normal people, it's just... You got to work for it. You got to work for it. And the fact that you're willing to sit down with other guys and talk about it, I think is amazing. And I think it's really just going to be soaked up by everybody that listens. So
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody, be sure to go follow what's going on with the show at Backyard Footy on Twitter. It's also on SoundCloud and, as we said, YouTube. Let's talk a little bit about Ottawa here, who the Hounds will be facing at Highmark Stadium on Saturday at 7:00. Hugh, I know you don't want to give away too much, but has there been anything in particular that jumps out at you as you guys have been preparing this week, or have you guys even started preparing for Ottawa this week?
Yeah, we have. Since Monday, we came in and we've got it going right away from the jump. We've talked about Ottawa. We're going to watch highlights and film on them. I've watched the previous games as well, this game this past weekend and things, but we know this is a very, very good test for us. This is probably our first true test of a true veteran club, like Ottawa themselves. I had the pleasure to play against them for the first time in the league was last year, yeah. So mm-hmm. We played them, I was with the Bethlehem Steel last year, and that was a great environment, both home and away. They're a very experienced club. No matter what the result was last week, we know it's not going to be an easy test. We know they're going to be angry about that defeat, and we know they're looking for their first points on the road and for the season in general. So we don't want to let that happen. Don't want to get them on a trend starting with us. So we know we got to take them seriously no matter how good we did. We know it's a long season and things can turn the very next weekend just like that. So we're not taking them lightly, not taking them for granted at all. We're very looking forward to this challenge because it's going to be a big challenge coming up.
You mentioned, you know, you watched some of their games, and then you guys also had tape that you're watching this week. You're obviously, you know, a USL guy. You know a lot of guys across the league. How often do you find yourself just watching other games each week, you know, when you aren't playing?
All the time, actually. Now that, you know, you can access YouTube via your TV or Xbox and things like that, I'll literally sit at home and while I'm watching dinner or while I'm eating a snack or something, I'll put on a live game or sometimes some previous games, most of the time previous games of previous teams, and I have a good amount of friends on other teams as well, so I'll throw their game on and just see how they're doing because eventually I'm going to play them as well. So honestly, a good amount of times I'm watching other USL games, and especially on the weekends when our game, for example, last weekend was at 3:00, got home, other games, some games started at 5:00 and the rest were at 7:00, so it was perfect time for me to just sit down, eat some dinner, and watch the rest of the USL games. My laptop, on my Xbox, as I said earlier. So, yeah, I'm constantly watching the games, constantly being a student of the game, which is important.
That's awesome. So, as you mentioned, you know, Ottawa did not have the best game last week. They've lost their first two games of the season, both by 3 goals or more. So they lost to Charlotte 4-1. Then they had sort of a break. They were supposed to play, I think it was TFC2, and that game got postponed. Right. And then they played Tampa last week and lost 5-0. Now they did hold the Rowdies scoreless for the first 60 minutes, but then they ended up giving right. 5 goals up in the last 30. That said, they lead the East, in passing accuracy with 84%, 91% in their own half. So as you mentioned, there's some veteran experience there. They can keep the ball. Justin, I'm going to throw to you on this one first. What do you see as the keys for the Hounds to get a win in this one this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know that it's that much different than what happened last weekend against TFC. I thought the Hounds played well, especially in the second half. But I thought, I mean, even in the first two games, we have been creating chances and putting balls in the box and getting things getting players in position to score. It just hasn't happened. I mean, I think in Nashville we came up against Pickens, who's a great goalkeeper, and then just had some misses against Penn FC. So I think really it's just making sure we're putting those chances away, like we did in the second half last week, making sure we're putting balls in the back of the net, and taking advantage of the things that we do have, the times that we do get the ball where we need to be. I think we've been strong at the back, which has benefited us on the offensive end, but we just need to be stronger with that.
Hugh, you guys have been stout in the back thus far. I think you guys have allowed 4 shots on target over the past 3 games, which is outstanding. Is this the game that that the Hounds get scored on?
I wouldn't say that. We're going to every game. We know realistically we're probably going to let up a goal at some point because no team doesn't let in a goal all year, but we don't. Each weekend we don't go in with that mindset of giving up a goal today. We, like you said earlier, they've been giving up some goals themselves and not scoring too much. So from a defensive standpoint, almost every single game we want to shut out because it's just as important to us defensively, mentally, and for the goalkeepers as well. And for everybody, you know, obviously, like you said, our offense wasn't clicking the first 2 games, but now we finally exploded. So we want to keep that momentum going. But if we let in a goal starting this past weekend and all of a sudden things might change, then the offensive mentality might change. There's a lot of little things. So we want to just go in and completely do our thing in our same game that we've been doing these past couple of weeks and be stout defensively. And that goes to Bob as well with his defensive mentality and the way he plays and the style of play is definitely beneficial for the defense and the offense as well. So we want to just go in and play our style of soccer, and that's what we're going to do.
I think that's probably been the biggest thing that I've been impressed with so far this season. You know, preseason all the way up through, you know, where we are now is everybody talks about Lily Ball and how it's very defensive, and you know, we drone on and on about this, but I think the fact that as a unit, it's not even just, you know, a back 3 or a back 4, it's really like the back 6 to 8 when you start folding in the midfielders. You guys are just, it seems like there's something mentally, you guys are just in sync and just closing down guys in the final third and just not letting shots through. And that's something that I think all Pittsburghs can appreciate considering our love of, you know, the blue collar, hardworking, defensive mentality. I said on the last show that the way you guys are playing, there's very little fear anytime that I see one of their players take off towards our end, because it seems like you guys are all just on the same page, which is fantastic.
Right. I definitely agree with that.
Let's do this, guys. Let's give some score predictions. Hugh, are you comfortable giving us a score prediction? You can also pass if you'd like to pass.
I'll pass, but I'll say I feel confident in the victory, but I'm not the one to give a score line because I don't want to. Yeah, I'll pass on that, but I'm definitely feeling confident about this weekend.
Okay, all right, good. Justin.
Yeah, I can see why you would pass on that. I could see some people coming back if you gave a bad score prediction. And,
right.
I could see the locker room dynamics not being great. Let me, you know, I have no idea anymore. I feel like I keep predicting scores and it just doesn't happen. So let me take 3-1 Hounds. I feel like we keep our goal scoring up. We figured it out last week, and I think we can keep figuring it out. I think when you have somebody like Nico who is on point right now, he's feeling it. When you got a striker like that, it's hard to stop them at some point. So I think he'll feel it. I think Cristiano getting that goal last week, I think, is going to help him too. So 3-1.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to say 2-0, and I'm going to say that Hugh gets the Mongols bump and gets a header off a cross and gets his first goal as a Hound.
I like that.
So that's what we think, everybody. Obviously, let us know what you think. I guess real quick, before we get everybody out of here, Hugh, we know that this is your day off. We appreciate it. For a reminder for those who can't make it to the game, if you intend to watch it, you're going to need to get the ESPN Plus app, because the game is not going to be on YouTube or the CW moving forward. It just came out today that if you sign up in the first 7 days, which tomorrow is the day it drops, so 7 days from tomorrow, you'll get a 30-day free trial of ESPN Plus. So make sure you sign up. And then after that, it'll be $5 a month, or I think it's $50 a year if you pay for the full year.
Do it.
Yeah, do it. And you know, rather than spending the $5 this week, just put that money towards a ticket and get down to Highmark, because that's really where the best seat is anyway. So, Hugh, thanks again for joining us, man. Best luck this season, and obviously with Backyard Footy, everybody, you need to go check that out. Like I said, the first show has been amazing thus far. I cannot wait to see who else you get on the couch. It's just great stuff.
I really appreciate you guys having me. I really appreciate you guys promoting my show and all those things. I look forward to hearing from you guys in the future and seeing you guys at the games and things. And thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. I had a lot of fun with you guys, and I look forward to hearing more of your episodes. It was really awesome, so thank you for that.
Absolutely. Justin, thank you as always, and thank you, our listeners. You know, another big thanks to our sponsor, Roughneck Scarves, official scarf supplier to MLS, USL, and US Soccer. Get custom scarves for your group or team at roughneckscarves.com. If you're looking for more great Pittsburgh soccer news, head over to pittsburghsoccernow.com. And if you're looking for the latest on USL teams, head over to bgn.fm and check out the other podcasts that are there as well. Head over to iTunes, subscribe to the show, leave us a review. Otherwise, let us know what you thought about this one. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you very, very soon.